This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Long Vine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longvineauto.com.
At Long Vine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our annual March Savings Mania event is back for another year. The fun is here, and so is your chance for special March savings. We have new Chevy models in stock and more on the way. And buy any new or pre-owned vehicle in stock, you'll get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings for every free throw you make, up to $500. Our March annual Savings Mania event is right here at Long Vine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KBOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. And we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 program this morning by USD 253 Director of Student Services, Tara Glades. Tara, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Ron. How are you? Good to be here.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Excellent this morning.
Yeah, Tara, as I mentioned, is the Director of Student Services at USD 253. I want to discuss systems navigation training that parents might be able to get a lot out of. Tell us about that, Tara.
Absolutely. So USD 253 is so happy to host systems navigation training. It's actually this Saturday. It is a free training that is put on by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. They're going to be here in Emporia providing that training, and that is specifically for families of children who have special needs or disabilities.
All right, so that's coming up this weekend. Where will this be at?
Absolutely. So this will be at Mary Herbert Education Center, and that address is 1700 West 7th Street here in Emporia. It's going to start at 9 a.m. in the morning, and it's going to go until 5 p.m., and lunch will be provided.
So will this be free to those who want to attend?
Absolutely. It is free to those who would wish to attend and learn more about how they can be an advocate for their children. So all they need to do is to register for the training, and I can provide some phone numbers that they can call to get assistance with that registration.
Tara, you know, with this, can you kind of talk about some of the specifics that are involved with this training and what parents are really going to take away from it?
Absolutely. So the purpose of this training is we want to equip our parents, our families, our caregivers with what they need to be the strongest advocates for their children or students with disabilities. They're going to be equipped with the skills to be able to identify what a medical home is. They're going to be able to navigate health care and insurance systems better at the end of the day. They're going to be able to plan for some of their child's transitions. You know, transitions can be difficult for some of our students with special needs. And then just advocacy skills. So this is a way for them to learn how to be very strong advocates for their students.
Well, and Terry, you know, there is a program there within the district, of course, the Transitions Program, which helps students 18 to 21 kind of get into further parts of life. It seems like the district has really been taking more focus on helping provide these resources in recent years.
Absolutely. You know, we recognize that some of our opportunities that might have been available to our students with special needs, those might have decreased as a direct result of the pandemic. So we are really, really trying to boost some of those experiences to get that knowledge out to our parents and families and to just equip those students to become successful as adults and be as independent as they possibly can be.
Well, great opportunity for those parents to get some very important and vital information in Mary Herbert Education Center. Again, give us the time this Saturday, Tara.
Absolutely. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, they do need to register in advance. So there are 25 spots available, and the last conversation that we had with the Department of Health and Environment, they had already filled 7 of those spots. So they need to register, and I have a phone number to share with them if you're ready for that, Ron. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, so please call Cassandra at 316-573-7097, and Cassandra can assist them with that registration process. They also can call me here at the district office, and I'm happy to share that phone number as well. You ready for that?
Yep.
Okay. 620-341-2225, and we can all help families get registered for this great opportunity this Saturday.
Well, it's what a wonderful opportunity for parents to have it right here locally at Mary Herbert Education Center. And we'll go ahead and post those numbers, too, that Tara just gave you, so you can hop on our website, and we'll have that there for you. Anything else you'd like to add here, Tara, this morning?
Nope. We just look forward to seeing families on Saturday. We'll be there all day at Mary Herbert, so very excited.
Tara, thanks. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you
thanks,
too.
Thanks, Tara.
All right, bye-bye.
Tara Glades, who, is... with UST 253, she's the Director of Student Services, and a wonderful opportunity and wonderful event happening at Mary Herbert Education Center this coming Saturday. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza up on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com. KVOE's emergency traffic and mobile news reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd.